just the thought.
It is time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger, editor and publisher of the Timberjay. It's a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. What a difference a week makes, Marshall.
Boy, that's for sure, Heidi. I mean, it's interesting. I think last Friday we were talking about, we were interested in following up on the big Section 7A boys basketball tournament, which was scheduled for last Friday. Between Nashua, Keewatin, and Northwoods. And, of course, that game, shortly after it went on the air, that was canceled. And, of course, it seems like everything has been canceled or shut down since. I mean, it really, I think, we'll remember this week, I think, for many, many years to come as a week when, you know, things change to a degree that it leaves your head spinning.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, the school closures, the end of, all the sports, and then, now the economic impact. I mean, obviously the meltdown of the stock market, which, affects some people, not everybody certainly, but then just all of the effects of the shutdowns of businesses, restaurants, hotels. I mean, I know we had our local Fortune Bay Resort Casino. They announced on Wednesday that they were going to be closing down for the foreseeable future. And, of course, that's been happening all across the area. The impact on the economy is just going to be, I think, unprecedented. It was interesting. I was just looking at some data here just a few minutes ago. In Minnesota last week, there were about 4,000 applications for new unemployment applications. In the past week, there's been 50,000. And apparently that trend is what's happening all around the country and other states. So, I mean, the impact of essentially bringing so much of the economy to a halt, it's really going to have effects on the economy. It's just, it's stunning. I mean, we're already seeing it in our business. We're seeing it in just about every business on Main Street. And, the big question that everyone's asking right now is how long is this going to last? You know, if it goes on for, say, a month and we can get this outbreak under control, then I think, most people figure, well, we weathered the storm. But if it goes on for, 6 months or a year, a lot of businesses are going to disappear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary.
It is. You know, we've been trying to talk with people more and connect people through stories because, with telling all of us to social distance ourselves, I think it makes it feel like you should just stay inside your house. And, the beauty of living in a rural area, we can get outside and not be within 6 feet of somebody else, and you're going to feel much better. But we also just, we need to keep connected and tell each other stories. When you're talking about all the changes, we heard from someone yesterday about what it's like to be a senior in high school right now. And holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Missing out on
prom and sports.
Final couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
Wow.
Boy, it's just crazy when you start thinking about those sorts of things. So, yeah, we, of course, as you and, we want people to stay safe so that this doesn't spread anymore. I've also been hearing that lots of people in the cities are thinking of heading to their cabins, which could spread the virus up here more quickly, which I hope they don't. And gosh, it's a really, we're going to always remember this time, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But you think if people don't come north, then of course, that's going to have a big impact on the economy up here. I mean,
right.
That summer flush of money from the tourism season is so critical to so many of our businesses up here. So that's what kind of scares me, too, is that if this continues through the summer, it's going to be really tough around here.
Yeah, and of course, we are all recommending that the restaurants that are trying to stay open with delivery or takeout and, try to put that into your regular daily or at least weekly life, because they're trying really hard to kind of keep afloat because we don't know how long this is going to last. So everybody's trying to help out a little bit where they can.
Yep, for sure. Yep. Even if you weren't thinking of it, maybe go get some takeout from your local restaurant. That's for sure. One thing, too, I should mention, I was talking to somebody this morning, and they said, you know, we hear social distancing as sort of the catchphrase right now, but it really is more physical distancing. This is really a time when we actually need more social interaction. You know, we just maybe are going to be doing it online or through the phone or, things like that. But, I mean, we definitely need to have that contact with other people right now because I think a lot of people are afraid. And just having that outreach does make a difference. So it's not social distancing. We don't want to be distant from each other, but we just need to have that physical separation.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, there was some other news before everything kind of happened. On Tuesday, mm-hmm. Twin Metals ruling came out. What was that about?
Well, this was a case that had been filed by a coalition of Minnesota businesses as well as the Wilderness Society, and they had filed this back in 2018 when the Trump administration had announced they were going to be reversing the decision by the Obama administration that had canceled two mineral leases that were critical to the Twin Metals copper-nickel mine near Ely. And, the administration had done that in kind of the last weeks of the Obama administration. And then the Trump administration came in and started to take steps to reverse that. And once they did that, then there was this lawsuit was filed. And it was assigned to a very conservative judge that had been appointed by President Trump. And it wasn't a surprise that the judge in this case ruled in favor of Twin Metals. And now this will go on to the Court of Appeals, which everyone knew it was headed to the Court of Appeals anyway. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, whether the it'll probably be heard by a three-judge panel. And this would be in the District of Columbia Appellate Division. And they will take another look at it, I'm sure. And, you know, whether it comes out the same way or not, that's the big question. You know, and this case kind of hinged on whether or not Twin Metals had an absolute right to a third renewal of these mineral leases. And these leases were originally issued back in 1966. So these date back a long time. They've been renewed twice. And under the original term of the lease, it indicated they had the right to three renewals. But it also indicated, at least to most people, that the renewals were contingent on the company that had originated the leases, that they had to start production within the first 20-year lease term. So, and that never did happen. And the opinion of the Interior Department's legal counsels in the past has been that the company didn't have, you know, an absolute right to renewals. But now the Trump administration has taken a different view on that and said that they have an absolute right to at least one more renewal. So that's what they've done, and we'll see what the Court of Appeals has to say about whether or not that was legal. And that'll take a while. I mean, you know, once these things get into the courts, you know, everything moves at a pretty slow pace. So, you know, this will probably come back with another decision, you know, at the Court of Appeals, probably later this year, but I would guess it'll be, you know, very much towards the end of 2020.
Yeah, I think COVID-19 is also affecting things like that as well.
For sure.
Well, let's get an update on the Ely City Council. We heard from you last week about the mayor of Ely boycotting Native American businesses. Is that the right way to put it?
Well, yes, suggesting? He had advocated a boycott of the Fortune Bay Resort Casino, which, of course, is owned and operated by the Boys Fork Band up here. And actually, the casino did announce that they're closing down for the foreseeable future as part of the COVID-19 situation. But in the meantime, folks were still kind of dealing with the aftermath of the mayor's comments. And there were some folks who were very upset by the mayor's suggestion of a boycott over a difference of opinion over the copper nickel mining, and they had wanted the city council to pass a resolution that made it clear that the city of Ely does not support advocating, you know, boycotts over political issues or boycotts of businesses. And the council never really wanted to go along with that resolution. While I think some of the council members certainly made it clear that they personally don't support boycotts like this, they were resistant to approving a resolution that had been offered by some folks in the community who are in opposition to the Twin Metals copper nickel mine and were being supportive of the Boys Fort Band. Instead, the council drafted a, I think, kind of a compromise resolution that expressed their support for, you know, civil discussion, civil debate, and respect for the diversity of opinion, which clearly they have a very substantial diversity of opinion on this issue in Ely, and it's no secret to anybody. But the council did advocate, you know, respect for that, and so I think they probably gave about as much as they were willing to give. They didn't want to have a, I think they didn't want to approve a resolution that would have been kind of a stick in the eye to the mayor. And so I think they settled on this compromise. And I think in the end, most people will probably feel like it was at least a reasonable outcome.
Yeah. Well, Marshall, before we go, let's talk getting outside. I think it's a healthy thing to do anytime, but especially during this virus. You are advocating we get out and look for something very small.
Right, yes. It's a good time of year, actually, to go out and watch for snow fleas, which have been, I've noticed they've been out on some of the days when we've had milder temperatures. They've been out in big numbers, and they're interesting to watch, and they do hop around like fleas when you see them on the snow, and sometimes you see them in huge concentrations. It can make the snow, you know, look dark. Or like, you know, like there's pepper all over the snow. They're very small, and they're actually not insects. They're a organism known as a springtail, and they hop around. Like their name suggests, they hop around. They have an appendage sort of under their abdomen, which they can flick, and then they can jump several inches in the air, and they do it a lot. And I'm not exactly sure why. But they come out on these milder days, and they sit on top of the snow, and they feed on, you know, fungi or algae or, you know, any kind of debris that has, you know, made its way onto the surface of the snow. And they gather in large numbers a lot of times when they do it. And especially, like, if you have a footprint in the snow, look in those, because a lot of times they end up kind of in the bottom, in those depressions, and you can end up with very large concentrations of snow fleas. So they are kind of fun to kind of keep an eye on this time of year. And this is the time to watch for them. They'll still be here once the snow melts, but you would just never see them because they're down in the duff. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you'd never be able to find them down there because they are very small. But I was able with my camera on my phone to take pictures and then, you know, magnify them quite a bit. And they came out quite well. I was pleased. So you get an idea of exactly what these snow fleas look like.
Hey, have you been able to get out and crest ski or be out on
the
snow?
Oh, I have been. Last weekend I was out in the Lost Lake Swamp, and, oh, it was just fantastic.
Huh.
I was a little disappointed that we picked up this snow here. We got about 3 inches of snow on Thursday. And I'm hoping that kind of melts down here so we get our crust back, because it was great. And we have plenty of snow, so you can really go all over. It's really a good time to be in the woods. You know, it's easy to get around.
Yeah. It's Marshall Helmberger. This has been the Border News Roundup. You can read and see more at timberj.com. Marshall, thanks. We'll check in next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks.